So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time, and really the big news around the big... Well, first of all, we're working on getting Julie Kelly on here. FBI activity at the home of the pipe bomb suspect. One of the biggest things in talk radio, I share it with you. People often ask me, like at our upcoming event, they'll ask, well, whatever happened with this? We never got to the end of the story. Well, sometimes these things go on mysteriously forever. We believe the FBI has a suspect. His name is Cole, C-O-L-E, in the pipe bomb situation. He's at least a suspect, a person of interest. So throughout the show today, you may hear exactly what comes of this. Looks like a pretty fancy neighborhood with this cul-de-sac that he's on. On the other story, and Henry, I don't have the number here. It's Martha Raddatz. Here is Martha Raddatz of ABC News. Yesterday, Skeletor, in their nightly news with David Muir, saying what appears to be what the information is. Now, the admiral today, who gave the order to fire the second drone shot, third drone shot, etc., is speaking today to the intelligence group. You know there will be leaks coming out of this. Here's what Martha Raddatz reported last night. And doesn't this put a different flavor on it? So on Tuesday, we had John Yoo, who said he thinks it's clearly, based upon what we knew, not permitted by international law. Yesterday, Alan West said, hell no, it definitely is. Apparently, these guys were in the boat, climbed back into the boat, and were trying to contact the cartel to come and get the drugs. What happens then? They ought to be hit. The whole point is sort of to kill them, but it's more importantly to destroy the drugs, to stop them from delivering the drugs here one way or the other. Here's what Martha Raddatz said.
And tonight, new information. According to a source familiar with the incident, the two survivors climbed back onto the boat after the initial strike. They were believed to be potentially in communication with others and salvaging some of the drugs. Because of that, it was determined they were still in the fight and valid targets. A JAG officer was also giving legal advice. So again, David, that video will be key, and Admiral Bradley will be on the Hill tomorrow behind closed doors.
And it's Martha Raddatz, ABC, one of the worst. It was only one, Mr. Vice President, only one complex of apartments in Aurora, Colorado, that Venezuelan drug gangs took over. Not two, only one. Remember that. So her report, if they're doing that, they definitely should be hit. Now, Henry, again, I don't have it quite yet, but Jack Reed is the senator. We played this one yesterday, but I think it's apropos. Democrats are still not going to see it that way, though, because they're saying, well, these guys are not narco-terrorists. All they're trying to do is make money. We're not going to get inside their minds. If they're drug dealers, this is an unusual approach. This has never been done before, and they don't know what to do because they say the war on drugs can't be done. Then we're going to throw up our hands and let people die in Kensington? All right, here is Jack Reed, the senator, telling us these are not narco-terrorists or anything else. They're just guys trying to make a buck.
You know, one of the factors that drives youth in the United States and is demand. And most narco traffickers are not in those boats. They pay people to do that. And usually people who are not significantly involved with narco trading, it's the way they make money.
So they're not drug dealers. Of course they are. Anybody involved in this enterprise, of course they're trying to make money. It doesn't matter. Boy, the FBI really is all out dog sniffing the whole thing. And Fox must have been tipped off. They're right there at the guy's house in Woodbridge, Virginia, who is the pipe bomb suspect. Now, I know you're saying, well, what the heck? This is 6 years after the fact or thereabouts. Yeah, we get it. But we'll watch throughout the show, and I'm sure Julie Kelly is on top of this, the person we go to. Last time we had her, she had some information on this. Well, why do people want to know this stuff? Because we know about the FBI's involvement in this. Now, you know, my stance, it wasn't just the FBI. It was people that deserved to be stopped. It shouldn't have been, I wouldn't let them get inside, no matter what I had to do. But the pipe bomb suspect might have any on-deck circle Stephen's son. I'm not sure if that's one of his things or not, who was in charge that day. But this is something that was mysterious and was a causal element that day, if you remember, in a lot of speculation. So are we going to get closer to closure today? Okay. Now, we're going to try to get Brian Fitzpatrick on the show. I'm already. I hate him. Okay. I don't like his proposal at all. And this guy is annoying. Do we have to get him over the finish line? Brian, this is not going to fly. He's got the proposal, though, that people are saying today looks like, if anything, this could be the one that gets to the finish line on those Obama subsidies around health care. Now, Republicans have to have a plan. They have to do something in the midterm. You can't wish it away, but this isn't it. So listen to this from Fitzpatrick. As the Inquirer puts it out, it would extend those subsidies that were supposed to just be during COVID for two more years. Who's going to pay for that? Well, people that are not getting them. Listen to the cap, though. Now, don't drive off the road. Henry, do the math in here. Tell me what you think. Is this a pretty high cap? Meaning you got to get over this not to get the subsidies.
Okay.
The cap for a family of four is $225,000 family income. What?
What?
Yes, that's what I thought when I, Brian, have you lost your mom? You know, he's out there in the McMansions.
I guess so, yeah.
And he's running for re-election. What Republican is going to vote for this? Well, Fitzpatrick not only voting for it, he's the architect of it. $225,000 for a family of four is the cap. That's 700% of the poverty limit. By the way, the Democrats don't want to use the poverty line. They want the line to go higher. So they would be a no. They want a cap of maybe $300,000. Who's paying for that then? You don't. And also on top of that, you don't have to pay more than 8.5% of your income. They might require, although Democrats don't go for it, a $5 a month fee if you're in the lower income. You know what that's about. They're trying to get people to avoid fraud. Because remember, when this was checked before these Obama accounts, there's without a doubt a great deal of fraud and people getting help here. Fitzpatrick says this has nothing to do with abortions. I beg to differ. Brian. Come on. You know, they're going to die on the hill all the time of abortions, but I don't want to pay for abortions. Your constituents listening now don't want to pay for abortions. Well, under this, you'd be able to get abortions, and we're paying for it. That was the deal. Do you remember the Hyde Amendment? Look, the country is up and down on pro-choice or not, or vaguely pro-choice with some limits. But people say, no, I don't want tax dollars to go toward paying for abortion straight up. Well, this would be tax dollars going to pay for abortion straight up. That would be the bottom line. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Your thoughts, and as he tells the Inquirer, this is the only bill out there, something like it, that will get to 218, which is the House, and 60, which is what you need in the Senate. Will it? Now, you know, the clock is ticking on the Obamacare, the subsidies. I did my health care the other day through the station. It was up significantly. You probably have done the same thing. Who's going to pay for this? The cap. Meaning, you got to be at $225,000 and a dollar, or you're going to get these subsidies. That's just not going to fly. That does not make sense. 855-839-1210, you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. Okay, so we got that going on. Let me give you the side question. I think I tried this out on Roe. I think this is a brilliant one. And it was Henry's angle yesterday. Today is National Dice Day. So we are looking for a gamble. Somebody that took a gamble on something that we know, like Roe marrying me. Boy, that was rolling the dice. I had to say that. I'm under witness protection.
Was that her answer?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she said, oh, I love that answer. Why don't you give that answer? Yeah. Really, though, I will say one of the biggest, two biggest gambles. I got a pedestrian one that I'll save for a little bit, a sports betting one. That is a huge gamble that this guy engages in all the time. I think Henry knows him. But the American Revolution, think about it. If you lose, what's going to happen? Our lives, our fortune, our sacred honor. I paraphrase that. Right? That's pretty big. And the other one, the real rolling of the dice, Columbus. They're telling you, you're going to go off the end of the earth. I'm going, buddy. I'm going down with that. The consensus believe that then. I'm going to take three small ships and we'll see if we go off the end of the earth or not. I'm going to find the New World. I'm going to find Indians. I'm going to find India. All right. How about yours, Henry?
Yeah. How about Seward's Folly, a.k.a. the Alaska Purchase?
Yeah. Big time.
It was the purchase of Alaska from the Russian Empire for $7.2 million, which is equivalent to $132 million in today's money. Imagine getting all of that land in Alaska for still, like to this day, $132 million. And they're all calling him an idiot. They're like, what are we going to do with this?
Look at who their representative is, Lisa Murkowski. I'm calculating. You're pretty much right, but I'm knocking some of that off due to Lisa Murkowski.
All right. Maybe we can get a discount then.
Discount.
But yeah, I mean,
no,
what an absolute steal for that. Even in today's age, that'd be a great deal.
You know, then, for a pipe bomber, sorry, I'm watching on TV. It's a pretty nice house, and he's got like acres of grain. He's probably hitting golf balls there when he's not pipe bombing.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. They're all over
society,
the house.
You know,
it's a two-car. As soon as I see the two-car garage, who has a two-car garage?
Yeah, it's excessive.
I mean, you could have a big garage and you park two cars in there.
Mm-hmm.
But these look like they both have their doors.
Yeah, they're both individual.
Yeah. You have the individual coming into the garage. Yeah. All right, but Anymore?
And then I have one more. Remember back in 2012 when skydiver Felix Baumgartner jumped from space for a Red Bull stunt? I mean, talk about taking a risk. Like, you might burn up in the atmosphere coming back down. I mean, he jumped from the literal stratosphere back down to Earth. I mean, that's taking a gamble there for content.
That is big time. This is going to be a good one because there are a lot of gamblers out there. How about you, Kirk?
So I think the biggest gamble is Amazon. They started out back in the day in a garage as a bookstore selling books.
Right.
And look where they're at now. They're selling everything from toys, electronics, furniture, cars, drugs. You know, it's like it's a like
they are, but little note, can they beat Sears? Back in the day when Sears Roebuck Catalog was the biggest thing out there, they would sell you the material to build your own home.
Right, yeah, that's what Amazon needs to do. That'll solve the housing crisis.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's
my... Can you imagine?
Let's build them
imagine
again.
This goes... Well, the one that I'm still floored by, and I did this on a national show, and people agreed with me except one guy who went nuts and thought I wasn't a capitalist. 5 or 6 years ago, seven, I think it was, they started selling Christmas trees. They'll deliver the Christmas tree to your house. Like, what?
It's lame, but like it makes sense.
Oh, yeah, they'll sell anything. Yeah, but I mean, you go and pick out the Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. Because
it's part of the thing, yeah.
How much do you give the guy that puts it on your car?
I guess it depends on how much the tree is or how big the tree is.
Right?
It's almost like a percentage of...
I'm not going over $5.
Nice the tree is.
If you put the redwood
forest, $5-$10, I would
say. If you put the redwood forest on there, I'm not paying more than $5.
That's why you pay between $5 or $10.
Yeah. Oh, $5 to $10. It's got to be a metric here. Decide one way or the other.
Well, like
see, I got some more change here. Yeah.
32 cents.
All right. 855-839-1210. Get on in at an all-time gamble. Kirk, did we get yours?
Yeah, Amazon.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I have a memory lapse here when I'm going to the thing.
It's okay.
No gamble. How's that for a shameless introduction? You will have a great night, and I could see it by people. I've had two people yesterday say, all right, I already have tickets for my group. I want an upgrade, though. Can I upgrade to the meet and greet with Scott Jennings? Yes. But, you know, get on it now. That's the tier you want, the meet and greet with Scott Jennings. You get the book, which UPS... supposed to deliver to my desk by now. Let's go, guys. I'll get Amazon to deliver it.
There you go.
You get the Christmas ornament, the 1210 Christmas ornament. You get all that. Just go to 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com. We will see you Tuesday, counting down just fine. And he's on fire. I saw this question yesterday on News Nation where Jennings was asked, well, what do you say to those who say you're not a conservative if you're really supporting Trump? That's one of the questions I plan to ask him, among other things. All right, 855-839-1210. Get in early, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. You get a line. So Admiral Bradley today is one of the things heading the news, but this stuff from Brian Fitzpatrick does strike me, based upon all that I can gather, as where some kind of compromise, mainly Democrats going along with this, and they bring a few Republicans on board. Really, is this what you have to do out there in Bucks County to get elected again? Is this it, a cap of $225,000? Meaning anything under that for a family, and you're going to get subsidies. It just doesn't, that doesn't make sense. That's not solving the problem. This was a COVID-related problem, and now it's just gone insane. But maybe that's what the tenor is in Bucks County, and this is the type of thing, more than any of the other plans I've seen, and Democrats still on this are pushing it more. And of course, you can't say, no, get your own abortions. We're not paying for it. That used to be the principle before Joe Biden came in, the Hyde Amendment. Okay, you can get abortions. Go ahead. All right. But you can't drag other people into paying for it. That's what this does, Brian. He says, well, it's not an abortion issue. Of course it is. Of course it's one of the things here. And the cap is way out of line. It's 700% of the poverty line. And Democrats still want to raise it more. Who's paying? Where are all these billionaires out there? Are they out there in Bucks County? Well, we'll see if he comes on. But in fairness, this is the thing that might get over the top. Now, Josh Shapiro, we're going to talk to Greg Rothman, the head of the Republicans in Pennsylvania at 2 o'clock. But yesterday, this Atlantic, I got it toward the end of the show. They unmasked Shapiro quite a bit. One of the things he kept on telling the interview, this is like 31 printed pages, is that Trump voters, MAGA voters, are Shapiro voters. Yeah. He contends he's courting all of them, A, and B, he contends that great numbers of them support him in all the polling we see about how popular he is. How in the world? Now, I'm not saying it's not true. Politics is funny business here. How in the world could someone who supports Trump, who's MAGA, how could they support a Josh Shapiro? In what universe? So I'm not saying dismiss it, just that he's making it up fully. I'm just telling you, Pennsylvania's a funny, you mean in these outlying areas, they think he's going to give them something and they'll support him and support Trump? You can't support both. Based on what? They also talk about not just the Greenberg case, but they talk about this guy, Vareb, Mike Vareb, who I had on the show many times, who was his chief operator, who's an alleged Republican, and the sexual harassment claims, which they did pay off on Shapiro's office, and then wouldn't talk about it. Every woman that we bring on that's in government there, they bring this up about Shapiro, and he tells them to shut up, basically. This guy is unbelievable. I told you yesterday, he said, well, Kamala Harris attacking me is just trying to sell books and to cover her blank. And then he catches himself, uh-oh, that's not good for my image. He says, I shouldn't have said that last part. Everybody in the interview says the same thing. Even among politicians, they've never seen a guy this maniacal. And that's exactly what he is. And of course, they have to show a picture of him shooting a basketball. I don't like his form even a little bit. I don't even think he could hit the world, let alone the rim. But they got him shooting jump shots at a carnival. Who shoots jump shots there, by the way? It's hard enough to make it on those phony rims. Yeah, just standing there shooting.
It's not really a good look unless you're like a ringer for one of those games.
Yeah,
designed for you to miss.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, that's the whole idea. They grease them down. You got the wind.
Yeah.
The rim looks to me shaky to put it. You're not getting any roll-ins there. Yeah. All right, so 855-839-1210. All right, get in. Hit us with that all-time gamble. Well, what is an all-time gamble? I'll take one more off the board. I don't think anybody was going to say it, but Mattress Mac, he's in Houston, right?
Yeah.
He's a guy who bets unbelievable amounts of money. I think over millions of dollars at times on something like, I think he bet on the Astros.
Yeah, he bet the Astros, like right. millions on the Astros yeah, when they right. played the Phillies in the World Series for them yeah, to beat exactly. the Phillies, and he made millions off
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. So that means he does it again until he loses enough, maybe.
Yeah, he won $75 million off $10 million in bets on the wow. Astros World Series.
Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't say he's a degenerate gambler, you know, like people who just have to bet around the clock, but he bets big
he
gambles.
Goes, yeah, he likes making headlines. He likes being like, oh, yeah. I got so many millions I'm putting on this basketball game tonight.
Sells mattresses. And speaking of which, the Vanderbilt quarterback calling upon President Trump to intervene in the selections for the playoffs. Oh, my God. Can you see who Trump might pick? Oh,
he's
my
right.
God.
Vanderbilt's getting a bad shake.
Yeah, so
it's because they're Vandy.
You see, and he wants him to do an executive order to engage in that. So
executive order, 16-team playoff.
Yeah, exactly. 12. Yeah, I can see Trump invade. You know, does Trump even know a college team? Come on. It's hard to imagine. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, though. Start off here. Leadoff hitter on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dom. When a college quarterback can take control over and tell a president what to do, we got something wrong going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, well, I guess he feels Trump will love to get into that arena and say, yeah.
God. That kid, he's a very good college quarterback. He has
right.
no business being in the NFL. But
right.
as much as I'm a Cowboy fan, I'm also a Notre Dame fan. And if he can call on Trump to work on this, I'll call on Trump to get Notre Dame in that playoff. So Vanderbilt had their chance. Believe
okay.
me, they blew it.
All right.
Dom, my side answer is guys that basically took a rubber band wound kite, 1-horsepower engine, no runway, and thought they could take off on a sea cliff on the North Carolina shore and begin the age of flight and American travel. And it's the Wright brothers.
Yeah, I wonder, what did they do for the second flight, Joe? Because of the risk of that, did they say, well, we can't be taking off cliffs anymore. We got to show we can do something else. Like, how long did it take?
Dom, I mean, if they didn't survive that first jump,
right?
What did they have in their coffers after that?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, true. Yeah, I agree. That is a heck of a gamble when you put everything. And no runway, no buildup. My God. Who was the pilot, Orville or Wilbur?
I have no idea, but they both had stones. Put it that way.
All right, the Wright brothers. That's pretty good. All right, that's a pretty big answer. You can hit us. We'll see if we get
Orville
any.
Orville was the pilot.
Orville, okay. I'll be checking on Twitter, but hit us right now at 855-839-1210. A gamble. Could be a country that took a gamble. It could be a person. It could be even fictional. A gamble. People betting on something, you know, that this is going to work. And there's a lot riding on it. That kind of thing. Maybe not even money. Sometimes it's life and death riding on it. Seward's Folly was a perfect example. I mean, the guy was laughed at. The one I gave you of the American Revolution, that has always struck me. Just imagine, they're going against the best in the world. Now, they have home court advantage, but there were a lot of British loyalists, too. And if you lose, you know what's going to happen to you. Even if you get caught, you know what's going to happen to you. All right, phone lines. They're 855-839-1210. John McGrody, VP over at the FOP Lodge at Philadelphia, will join us. This Officer Chan passing away, I believe it was 6 years, one way or another, fighting for his life essentially, died heroically from his original action. What does the FOP do? I've seen it up close. I'm going to talk to John about it. Year after year after year, remembering the families, helping the families, doing that type of stuff, and how you might help. Also find out if there's anything on the radar. I'm still waiting for when are we going to get a decision from the Commonwealth Court about police not able to stop suspicious vehicles? Remember that? Philadelphia City Council passed their own bill. Just send them a ticket in the mail. Yeah, but they have no bumper. They have no license plate. Send them a ticket. I'm sure they're going to, oh, yeah, let me get that check right in the mail, honey. How can you drive around without those things? Well, in Philadelphia, you can. Then when you go into the suburbs and Papaloy's people see it, there might be a different story. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano's show, particularly holiday season, and particularly the other day, the sad news, this officer who I believe was first on with Rich, Officer Chan, passing away at the, 6 years of as a result of his injuries. And I thought immediately of what the FOP has done over the years, because I've been the host of some events, and even if it's 20 or 30 years later, it doesn't go away. And one year, I think there were 6 or 7 killed. It was in the line of duty. It was particularly a bad year. It was particularly harsh. John McGrody, Vice President, Fraternal Order of Police, here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, thanks for joining today.
You're quite welcome. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and your audience.
So, John, this officer, a bit unusual. I don't know if you remember. I remember a case where the officer was shot and the guy was charged with attempted murder. And then when he passed away, and it seemed like it was pretty lengthy, he was charged with murder. But this is 6 years of this.
Yeah, this is 6 years. Andy Chan was a remarkable police officer, and he was even an even better human being. And I know whenever there's a tragedy and whenever you lose somebody that you value, particularly a public servant and a police officer like Andy, the immediate response is always to say, two things. He was an absolute wonderful person, and he was a friend of mine. And this is one of those rare cases where pretty much anybody in the Philadelphia area could make those two statements and be correct about Andy Chan. I mean, he was an absolutely wonderful police officer. He was a wonderful human being. He was a wonderful family man. Andy had a smile on his face that never went away. He was a shining light in the Philadelphia Police Department. He walked in any room of police officers, immediately lit up the room with his enthusiasm, greeted everybody in the room. And, you know, Andy liked to take pictures. Andy probably had a picture with basically every police officer, not in Philadelphia, but within the region. And that's a great part of Andy. But another part of Andy was that Andy was a very aggressive, very disciplined police officer who tracked down the baddest of the baddest and made major felony arrests and was an absolute machine when it came to enforcing the law. Andy was basically everything that a Philadelphia police officer should be in both, appearance towards his fellow officers, appearance toward the community. Andy, if you were a resident of Philadelphia and you encountered Andy, he could be your best friend. If you were a bad guy inflicting damage on a community, he could be your worst nemesis. And that's exactly what we need our police officers to be, and just a phenomenal human being. And, you know, you said 6 years. He passed away Monday morning, and it was 5 years, 11 months of the day. His accident was January 3rd, 2019.
So, John, the thing that I've been impressed with you and the former president there, too, at events, is the connection to the families. You know, we all know Maureen Faulkner, cases like that. But some of these, I was the moderator at one. This is years ago when you were over at Broad and Spring Garden. And I think the officer was gone for 20 years. And yet the widow, when she came up, threw herself right there into the thing. It was an emotional meltdown. It doesn't go away. These families have to live with that. I guess the most known right now is the officer who then became, well, the Temple officer too, but the officer who, due to Krasner's lack of enforcement of the law, was killed, particularly traumatic. But some of these are not as celebrated, and it's the same reality for them. So what does the FOP try to do?
Well, and you're talking about Officer Fitzgerald
yes.
Temple
yeah.
and Corporal O'Connor from yes. our SWAT unit. And, you know, we have a great relationship with you and your listeners. We're on in good times and in bad times such as this. And your listeners have been amazing in supporting our efforts here at the FOP with our Survivors Fund and in supporting the efforts of other groups out there. You know, one of them being the Family Behind the Badges Children's Foundation,
right.
which Andy was very, very active in. Both the survivors event and the families before the badges before his injury and his accident. And it's just amazing how people come together. And, you know, we make a promise here at the union and our police officers and our command staff and the families behind the badges. We make a promise to our police officers that if anything ever happens to you, we're going to do our damnedest to take care of your family. And we've tried to do that. I think we've been pretty successful with doing that. Our current regime here under President Poplar, you know, we continue to do all that. And, the wounds never heal, and we try to never forget these families. And you mentioned an officer in the beginning of our conversation. Officer Walter Barkley was shot back in the 1960s. And, you know, lived with his injuries for years and years and ultimately succumbed to his injuries in 2007. And, you know, we did a fundraiser for his family and, you know, that's what we used the Survivors Fund
that's
for.
Unbelievable. That's unbelievable. 37 you know, years. Wow. Yeah.
It's tragic, the sacrifices, that our people make, but they go in there knowing it. And, you know, just, On the day that Andy ultimately passed away, I had the opportunity to be in New Jersey at a seminar with some police officers. And I was speaking very briefly. You know, I obviously opened the comments with a prayer for Andy. And I'm over in Burlington County, 20, 30 miles outside of Philadelphia. And I mentioned his name. And there's 25 cops in the room. Three or four of them knew Andy. And had an Andy story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're individuals that ride motorcycles. Police officers are a very tight-knit group of people. But the folks that take on the additional challenge to be in our highway patrol unit or another police department's motorcycle unit, they are a breed that is so involved with one another and so supportive of one another that, you know, that's just the reach that Andy had, you know, both within Philadelphia and across the region, just a, you know, now in his death, he shows the best in the Philadelphia Police Department. But during his entire career for the police department, he didn't sign up to be an ambassador for the police department. He signed up to be a Philadelphia police officer and to fight crime and ultimately ride motorcycles. But, you know, Andy's greatest legacy may be that he was one of the best ambassadors
absolutely.
To the public that the Philadelphia Police Department, you know, ever had. And there was a little sort of a strange thing the other morning. We were notified around 5 a.m. here at the FOP. I started my day, as you know, there was a storm system coming across the country at that time. And I flipped on the weather channel just to, you know, where I was going over in Jersey, just to track the weather. I kind of knew there wasn't going to be snow, but the whole East Coast was being blanketed with snow. And the Weather Channel a couple years ago has taken to naming winter storms. And I looked at the TV and I said to my wife, who actually is a retired police officer and knew and was a friend with Andy and everybody on the Philadelphia Police Department. And I looked, the name of the Winter Storm was Winter Storm Chan, C-H-A-N. And I was like, oh,
what?
Like just,
oh my
like,
God.
What?
Yeah.
You know, and I sent, I told a couple people at the FOP that, you know, it made its rounds in the Philadelphia Police Department. And it's just one of the things, what are the chances of it? And, you know,
yeah.
Coincidental, I'm sure. But, you know, I don't, you know, how do you look at something like that and not
wow.
say,
no, that's a that God, that's a God
forces
wink.
It?
That's a God wink.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm looking in some of these areas, the snow's piling up, not
right.
here.
Yeah.
But in Northern Jersey and New York, the snow's piling up. And it got me to thinking, like, back, I had this teacher in school that loved that Robert Frost poem about, you know, the snowy woods and stuff. And, you know, the snow's piling up. And the last two lines of that poem are miles to go before I sleep. And Andy was injured. And 6 years later,
wow.
almost 6 years later, he yeah. falls asleep. So I don't know if that's got to do. And I'm not, you know, I'm not a guy that looks, you know, at that kind of stuff. But there's other powers at work here. And Andy was a supernatural power. In his ability to bring people together, in his ability to make the Philadelphia Police Department a much friendlier police department, at the same time being a force against evil in the streets of Philadelphia and arresting bad guys and, you know, taking them to justice. Just a legacy that will never be forgotten.
Perfect blend. Thank you, John, very much. So for Survivors Fund and things like that, where do people go? What's the website?
Survivors Fund, you can go to the FOP Lodge 5 website. We do a big event that's well-known. You've emceed it for us, Dom, over the years in May or June. And more frequently, we actually have something currently coming up with one of our partners, the group called Families Behind the Badge. They've been doing for the last 5 or 6 years something called the Andy Chan Holiday Block Party. That is scheduled for Friday, December 12th. It used to be held in Center City. It's a little, it's been changed. It's a little off. It's over at 900 North Delaware Avenue. They're taking up the whole block there. And it's on Friday, December 12th, I think. Mark O'Connor, the Irish mm-hmm. pub, is running it. And one of our former deputy commissioners is the chairman of that event. They run that. They feel, Joe Selman, they feel that they're probably going to sell out the 1,000 tickets they have.
Wow.
But with that said, you can support that mm-hmm. event. You can go to the Families Behind the Badge. It's fbbcf.org. And, you know, even if you're not going to go, the tickets are $20. They're very reasonable. Go on there. There's merchandise. There's thing. You know, we would love to see you with the FOP and the Families Behind the Badge that day. We think the event's going to sell out. But, you know, there's plenty of ways to go on there and support that.
Exactly.
And that event is not just about Andy. Unfortunately, we've lost 8 or 9 police officers or firefighters within the region of the Families Behind the Badge reach in the last couple of years, and those funds go towards all of those people.
Great work, John,
as
always.
Amazing thing.
John,
and,
thank
you. And, Dom,
yeah.
I can't thank you and your listeners enough. Whenever, you know, we do know that when tragedy strikes us or something happened, bad happens to the FOP and the Philadelphia Police Department, we don't need to reach out to you guys because we know you're going to be calling us. And we appreciate that, and we appreciate you always trying to get the message of the great work our people do and supporting us when we have an event like this.
Thank
and
you,
when
John.
We have a tragedy such as it losing Andy. Thanks again, Don.
All right. Have a great Christmas, John. If
all
we don't talk. Thank
all
you.
Right. You do the same. Thank you.
John McGrody here, FOP Vice President on Andy Chan, but also on just what the FOP does with surviving families over the course of the years. All right. I'm coming to your calls. Hit us on the side question too. Coming up. I think I have it somewhere here. Who is it? Some of these are hard to believe. Google is out with their trends. I love this stuff. Who is the most listened to or streamed? This year, I have the top 5 in Philadelphia. And who are the top 5 podcasts? In second place is a guy I can't stomach. I'm not enamored with the first place either.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Neither one. I mean, they're bad for talk radio. both these guys. In my view, uh-oh, here it comes. I'll tell you who that is coming up on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano show. I look forward to all these end of the year lists we'll be doing after our big event on Tuesday with Scott Jennings. We'll start the caller of the year stuff and all that. Henry will be first time quarterback coming in, taking over. Tanner McKee taking over for Jalen Hurts because, you know, we want to make sure there's no rigging, no funny business there with it. This is a heated contest around the core of the
gosh,
year. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, I got to think it's my vote.
Ugly last year.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I got to think it's my vote for the first one, at least.
Okay. All right. Also, I mentioned Jennings again. Tickets, 1210WPHT.com. I just forward, if you ask me for an upgrade, I got to forward to the top guy here, Walter Koskin. He'll handle it. I think upgrades are possible. You know, what's an upgrade from the top tier? Do you have your own butler or bottle service back there? Yeah, bottle service there. Put that in. All right. Throw a few more $100 in. It's going to be a great night with
them. The sign, the sparklers, everything.
Yeah. 1210WPHT.com. That's where you go.
Yeah, $60 bottle of liquor for $1,000.
All right, here are the top stream. People are surprised with this. In Philadelphia proper. I don't think they mean the Philadelphia area. They mean inside Philadelphia. Mm. I don't know how they calculate, but that's what I have. Number one is Drake. And this shows Taylor Swift. Is it because of football? But not as many people. Her star is just a little bit off. She's second.
Interesting.
Third is Waylon. I thought this guy would be kind of anathema in Philadelphia.
Who?
Waylon. Country guy.
Waylon.
Who?
Waylon
Jennings.
Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings?
Yeah.
Never. Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, is the number three artist?
Yeah, he's number three.
The guy who died
23 years
ago? No, not Whalen James. Whalen's his last name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brooks?
Yeah.
I don't even know who we're talking about anymore.
Yeah, he's a guy that gets in a lot of trouble. Whalen is his last name. I forget the first name.
Morgan Wallen?
Okay, all right.
That's where we're, all right. Okay. There's the breakdown in communication.
Kendrick Lamar, and then Bad Bunny's only fifth, but maybe not surprising. But Taylor Swift is not the number one stream.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought it'd been Drake.
Yeah.
I thought he's taken a pretty big hit in the last year or so.
Now, the two that I mentioned, Joe Rogan, I mean, I know what he does. I mean, one conspiracy after another, particularly coming out of COVID. He's still number one. Theo Von, though, is number two. How is this possible? What in the world's going on in Philadelphia? And you think it's a bro thing. There's enough of it here in Philadelphia that this guy's number two.
I don't even know if it's a bro thing, but he just gets good guests on his show. Like, he knows a lot of people. People want to hear those people talk. Not necessarily Theo Von, but...
Like, who does he get on?
Like, I don't know. I saw a recent clip with, like, Anthony Jeselnik, and he's just a comedian I find hilarious. Yeah, okay. And he was talking about some pretty serious things, like how showbiz has changed over the, you know, since when he broke in and now.
I heard him with Trump, and I just thought, oh.
Yeah, like, I'm not going, but I'm not going to
This is what you have to do to be elected president. So, yeah. Amy Poehler, who I like. I don't like her cohort, but Amy Poehler, good hang, I think it is. The Call Her Daddy woman surfaces again after the disaster with Kamala Harris and charging $100,000 for a set that looked like we were in our dens or something.
Right, yeah.
And in fifth place, The Daily. So those are the top five streamed in Philadelphia. Now, as far as nationwide, okay, searches, and I thought this would be the case, number one is Charlie Kirk. Number two is K-pop Demon Hunters.
Of course.
iPhone 17 is there. And this is interesting. Maybe it bodes well for Republicans. One Big Beautiful Bill Act is up there. As far as news, those are broad searches. News, One Big Beautiful Bill. Charlie Kirk, tariffs, and No Kings.
Okay. Huh, No Kings at four kind of shot. The other three definitely.
But the One Big Beautiful Bill is very much in the search. And when people see the good stuff, no tax on tips, overtime and all that coming up this year, maybe that bodes well for Republicans. All right, here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. Hit us with somebody who made a big gamble that paid off. That's what we're looking for. Somebody who have had a big gamble that paid off. Is the side. We're going to talk with the head of the GOP in Pennsylvania, Greg Rothman, at 2 o'clock. Josh Shapiro out there, 31 pages. This Atlantic writer did a great job. And the real Shapiro surfaces, she says, versus the scripted, buttoned up. But Shapiro tells her he will win MAGA voters if he's a nominee. That Josh Shapiro's base has MAGA voters. By the way, he says he's a NASCAR devotee. Oh, man. Come on. Josh Shapiro and NASCAR. This guy is just a joke. Give me a break. He'll never come on the show again. It wasn't bad the first time. That was like 25, 30 years ago that I remember. He was only a state rep, and I was on overnights. So, yeah. Now the stakes would be a little bit different. Yeah.
Slightly.
All right, so 855-839-1210. Get in right now. Hit us with that all-time gamble.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.